Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the time is 6:09, and you are listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged like every Wednesday. Today is the 5th of December 2018, and I'll tell you, my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my team. So first, we're going to introduce the fifth Pawn Star, and her name is Sasha Star. Hey!
And I'm representing the females tonight.
You're representing females?
Yes.
Yep.
She's the only one in the studio.
I don't see much of a representation of females.
Wow.
Give her time, Roy.
What? No, my dear, listen to me.
No, because he's put the gauntlet down. Okay.
What do you mean?
No. You've opened your opening salvo.
Yeah.
So you sound like representing. I'll represent. Don't worry.
What do you mean? No. Explain to me before we carry on. Because the way I see it,
yes,
you're still a girl. You're not a woman. The other ones we've got, it's like a woman.
Until when she's going to be a girl,
right?
She's still a girl. What are you talking about? A woman. She makes miserable.
Who is she making miserable?
Who are you making miserable?
Whoever she can.
Here you go. So if whoever she can.
Yeah, of course.
Right now she's making no one miserable. And if she knows, if you don't make anybody miserable, you can't be a woman. I'm so sorry. You know, let me tell you something. You know, all my life, you know, I was happy that I've got sons. And lately I'm thinking, you know, I actually aimed wrong. I should have had girls. At least with girls, you got one thing guaranteed. And Peter can tell you that.
What?
No matter what, you know she's going to make one day somebody really, really miserable. I mean, you tell me I'm wrong. Am I right?
Yeah. And you want to be responsible on this? No. You're going to be proud.
It makes me proud.
So your sons are doctors. They have beautiful jobs and beautiful girlfriends.
But you know that just a girl will make him so miserable. So you know, if it's your daughter, you can be proud. I mean, I must say. Am I right? So, Eitan is still in Israel. And he'll join us again next year, I believe. He's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon. Woo!
Thank you. Happy 4th candle of Hanukkah.
Happy 4th. Is
4th. 4th candle, yeah. Today we lightning
3rd. Oh, 4th. You're right.
4 candles.
4 candles.
Well, hey, yeah.
I'm lightning from the beginning, sir.
So oh, right. No. I lighted on Sunday.
By the way, Saj.
Yes?
Yes.
4th is not almost halfway. It's halfway.
It is halfway.
Yeah.
4, 8.
But I'm saying that you've got to kind of cross over the halfway mark. It's not like in Israel. It's easier.
Okay.
It's the 4th one out of 7.
So tomorrow morning.
You know it's the middle.
Moras Nochadach. Yeah. So he's a decorated journalist, a blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please welcome Mr. Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. It's nice to be back.
Is it?
It's always nice to be back. Something to look forward to on a Wednesday night.
It is nice, huh?
It
I
is.
Must say, I mean.
Yeah, it's Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday.
I don't know even where it is.
You know, there's a certain shop in this town that on Wednesdays you can go and you get a pensioner's discount. So it's.
Yeah.
Are you a pensioner?
We won't go there.
All right.
Didn't Dr. Seuss write a book, Wacky Wednesday?
Who?
Dr. Seuss.
I don't know anyone whose name is Wacky
book.
Wednesday.
Who's? And everything was.
Who's
peculiar.
Dr. Seuss?
Who's
there
Dr.
Were,
Seuss?
There were shoes on the
wall. The one that wrote Cat in the Hat.
Oh, that one.
The green.
All right.
No, Roy wasn't.
Whoever wants to write to us, SMS, WhatsApp, 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019 or 34519. That will cost you a rent 50. We'll try to read all your messages. So don't forget to listen to Peter. You'll have a quiz. And if you SMS us, you'll get 2 double tickets. Am I right?
Yeah, to a new Metro movie.
Yeah, we've got 2 double tickets to give to a new Metro movie. Not to a brand new one, but a week old you'll be able to see.
Yeah, they can't see the movie on the week of release. But that doesn't matter. There are so many movies out. The movies are just tumbling out already for the holiday season. And there are quite a few movies opening this week.
All right. That's not bad. So let me tell you. So we can see already the end of the year. It's only 26 days, and some companies are already there having the year-end functions. You know, I've seen the restaurant next to us is full of people with the horns on their heads and red hats and white beards. And I know, as you know, even the biggest companies are already on holiday. I mean, don't you wish you worked for Eskom, for instance? don't you wish it? Because I really like to work for Eskom. I really do. You get apparently the best salary, great work environment. I mean, you can work from home. You don't really have to go. You don't really have to go to the office. And, you know, think about it. And if you're in a high position, you've got a company that everybody wants to buy their goods, but not enough supply, or you don't want to supply. So it is basically the easiest. Think about it. Everybody wants to buy from you and say, no, I'm not going to sell to you. I'll sell you a little bit today, a little bit less tomorrow.
And at the end of the day, what do? They leave you in the dark.
Who?
Eskom.
Eskom leave you in the dark? I promise you the director of Eskom's got plenty
of load shedding today. From 12 until I left my home at 4:30 and hadn't come on yet.
Oh, nice.
It's nice.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I told my friend, he lives in Ohio, I told him about load shedding. He said, load what? I said, shedding. Shed. What do you mean shedding? Load shedding. What is load shedding? Load. What do you mean load shedding? They couldn't understand what load shedding is. No, so we got invented a new word or sentence in the dictionary.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, if you've got a company like this, you must be very happy. So all the benefit and no recourse. They've got all the benefits, no recourse. And the best of all, the best of the job is that you can, you know, when you can laugh at all the people stuck in the robot, you know, you see them stuck in the robot. No, you know, it's nice. The traffic lights, no lights. It is great.
What about the bonuses in December?
They get bonuses.
They get.
I promise you. Don't you think so, Peter?
They get bonuses. They always have bonuses. And they're something to look forward to. So they don't really work.
No, but they get bonuses. They get bonus because they registered. And let me tell you something. And the cops got the best season now. You know, think about drunken driving. Oh, yeah. How much money they make on drunken driving? You got plenty money. So I'm not talking about the robbers. How much money the robbers make? Eh? Yeah. I mean, you took yourself.
But they're doing it for the last 2 months. They started in October.
They started early this year. I think it was still when it was cold.
They won a big high after the concert on Sunday. They went to town. They say they brought them in. They bust them in from all over the Gauteng. You know, groups of robbers.
One person call it a concert. The other person call it an opportunity to make some
And who were the opportunists?
South Africa. I heard only 15 of them was arrested. So
only 15. There you go. And what they had in jail? That's fun. So I just want to ask from the whole South African population, just to give me a very big favor. Those who are planning to place Christmas lights, and I'm not talking about Eskom now. Let's say your lights are on. So let's say you got power. So those who are planning to place Christmas lights decoration in your garden, can you please avoid anything that is blue and flashing? Because every time I drive by, I think it's the police, and I get a panic attack, and I have to take my foot off the accelerator, toss my beer, fasten my seatbelt, throw my phone on the floor, chuck the weed out of the window, turn the radio down, push the gun under the seat. It's too much for me in such short notice. So I thank you all for cooperating and taking my feeling into consideration.
Yeah, but you can keep the weed. I think it's legal now. So
is it?
It's legal in your car. I wrote it
last year, yeah.
And you also got to be careful of speed bumps.
How?
The speed bumps? You've never seen speed bumps?
No.
Make a big bump in the road?
You know, I've seen those things. They call it the speed bumps.
Bumps.
Yeah, speed bumps. They see things that say, and they flash you with the light. They say to stop on the side. But anyway.
Ooh. In London, in England, they call them sleeping policemen.
Sleeping policemen?
Have you never heard that term?
Nope.
Yeah, because you have to go slow, you see. It's like a policeman. You see the policeman around. And you're traveling too fast, you see a policeman, you slow down. Yeah, you put off your cell phone.
We're lucky here in South Africa, instead of all what Roy was doing when he thought the police is after him, you just look for your wallet and see you got 20 bucks in your wallet. And that's it. You keep on driving.
Huh? You look for your wallet while you're driving.
We do a lot of things while I'm driving. And if we say they're going to arrest us here in studio.
The other day I was driving on the highway and there was a woman driver.
It's already not
on
good.
On level with me, and she was texting on my word.
Yeah.
She had her phone in front of her.
A woman can do two things at once, you know.
Yeah.
But driving and texting doesn't work.
No, texting and making an accident at the same time.
Yeah.
Two
yeah, 100%.
I'm serious.
Multi-talented.
100%.
100%. So instead of texting to your friend, they say instead of texting to your friend, instead of talking to your friend on telephone, you can text and get straight to God while you're driving. You know, yeah. You can set the article. Somebody told, you said it to me, Sasha. What was that? Instead of talking on telephone, you can text and get directly to God. You can talk directly to God.
I think it was me.
Wasn't you?
But thanks for the
call. All right. Yeah, no problem. So let me tell you, in South Africa, the way I see it, we are the champions. I'm telling you, we are. And anybody can say whatever they want. This queen for you, eh? And we're back. The time is now 6:24, and let me tell you, before we're going to discuss anything, I'm going to put a sign that everybody likes. So it's going to be the movie report with Peter Feldman. So just wait for that one.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. How's it, Peter?
Oh, great, Roy. Nice to be back. As I said, it's always nice on a Wednesday night. We can discuss movies. Bohemian Rhapsody, believe it or not, is the biggest grossing movie this week at New Metro Cinemas.
The biggest grossing?
Yeah, it is. Everybody wanted to see Freddie Mercury's story, listen to Queen's amazing music.
Yeah.
I went last week to see it at Empress Palace in the Extreme Cinema. On the big screen, and it was an amazing experience. The movie I was a little disappointed with. I must say, having met the guys and having toured with them, and I keep saying this, you know, it didn't reflect.
One day he's going to tell us the stories of why you can't sit properly. Yeah.
Didn't really go into any real background. They didn't really show the sexuality and the side of Freddie that we all knew about. They just glossed over it for special reasons because they wanted it to be a family movie.
Can I be honest? Yes. Like I was a great admirer of Freddie Mercury and Queen. Really, I was proper big fan.
Yes.
And I never. You know, in the 70s, especially in the 80s, we never knew about his sexuality. Maybe you in the English world, you knew, but overseas, you never knew. I mean, when you sit in Spain, when you sit in Israel, when you sit in Germany, you didn't know about him.
It emerged in the movie that he was bisexual. I mean, he had a girlfriend, Mary. We don't know how serious
he was engaged to her. Yeah.
He was engaged to her. He wrote a song for her.
Yeah.
And also the rest of the group, John Deacon and Brian May, we didn't really get to know them. They were just there. It was Freddie's film. And how he came together and them writing the various songs. When the music was on and when they did the big concert, Band-Aid, what was it?
Yeah. Oh, the big one, the big concert, one, that the was big that's Bob Geldof. Bob Geldof,
yes, Bob Geldof organized.
He arranged it for, what was it?
World
for
health.
For the health, yeah. For
World Health Organization? Hunger. I think something with hunger.
Yeah, but it was called World Aid.
World Aid.
Yeah.
And
at Wembley. They recreated Wembley Stadium, the old Wembley Stadium. Yes. And when the camera zooms in and watching it on the big screen, it's
wonderful.
It's an amazing feeling.
It is wonderful.
But that's the big movie that's been doing so well. Funny enough, the second big movie is Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's an animated feature. I saw the first Ralph. The second.
Apparently, it's the most successful
movie.
It is
an amazing movie. I haven't seen it yet, but all the reports coming back is that this is going to be a number one. It's done very well overseas, and I'm sure it's going to do very well now with the holidays coming
for
up.
For sure.
And
there's tons of references to the pop culture.
Yes.
So kids get very, very
involved.
They understand every small nuance and everything. It's important.
What's also interesting, another animated movie that's opening this week is The Grinch. And that's also going to open on Wednesday.
How many Grinches?
This is an animated version.
Oh, okay.
Like we saw one with...
it's not the first animated version
as well. No, of course
not.
No, it's of course not. But it's got new aspects to it.
With and Benadryl Cucumber Patch.
Yes, yes, yes.
Benedict is
Benedict
is the Grinch.
There's a family movie with Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne. It's opening this week. I saw it. It's called Instant Family. The message deep down is very serious. It's about adoption and foster caring for children, orphan children or children who have been removed from their homes because of abuse or whatever. And it's a serious theme. But they've really fluffed it up. It's a bit of a mess. It's very silly. But you've got Mark Wahlberg, who's known for playing the hero, playing the action man.
Yeah.
And here is a normal family guy who is married to the to Rose Byrne's character. And they decide they're going to foster three Mexican children. They're from the same family. They are two sisters and a brother. And it's total chaos what happens when they try to
adjust. How's the movie? Is this a nice feeling?
There are some very silly moments. It has a message. And for the family to go and enjoy and to have a good laugh, it's fine. I found it needlessly padded.
Yeah.
I found some of the jokes very silly.
They must listen to Ponstas Unplug better jokes.
Yeah, we have very good jokes,
yeah.
I must
say.
No,
we do. Yeah,
yeah.
We do. We should have practiced our jokes better. But let me tell you, if we had, if the management of High FM will lift the age problem, the age group problem too, like make it 18 and up, we can tell some jokes, guys.
I know.
We can tell some jokes.
I think for your jokes, it's more like 25 and up, yeah. 18.
Maybe 37. Yeah.
even me, I'm not allowed to listen to your jokes.
Because your daddy says no. Is your daddy says you mustn't listen to the joke. Huh?
The movie.
Hey, I'm still a girl.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're still a girl. Yeah, but you can make somebody miserable just now. You can have your own guy to make him really, really miserable.
Well, the movie I liked, and I don't know if everybody's going to enjoy it, it's an art house movie, and I enjoy hot art house movies. It's called Colette, and Keira Knightley, who I'm not a great fan of hers, but
I think she was beautiful.
Here she comes to the party. She shines in the lead role. Now, Colette was one of the most important women writers in French literature, and the film is made by a British director named Wash Westmoreland. And it's elegant and stylish. It's a biopic that recounts in great detail the private and public story of who Colette really was and how she got to be such an icon in her lifetime. Her mesmerizing tale is more than 100 years old, but the topics she deals with, such as freedom and power in a male-dominated world, I think still resonate today. During her time, Colette became a gay icon in an artistic achievement in the world of letters, and stood as a proud symbol of the feminist movement. That's really saying something. Mm. She was born a poor country girl from Burgundy in the late 1890s, and her real name is Sodonie Gabrielle Colette. And she was married to a guy named Willie. It's played by Dominic West. And she wrote all these stories, but Willie claimed it was as his. Put his name to it. He became famous, and she was like in the background. Yes, but it was her story. She wrote it. It was her life story. And eventually she found it's enough's enough. She came forward and she said, I wrote it. And she started creating Claudine, which was her character. And Claudine became world famous. They had Claudine soap, Claudine perfume. And I must say, the movie really is intriguing. It's beautifully photographed, glamorous costumes, and it's filmed in and around Paris. And the French countryside is really beautifully depicted. So for people who like art house movies, I would highly recommend Colette. So we got Colette, we got Instant Family, Roy.
Instant Family.
Yes. This is with Mark Wahlberg, creating your own family in 2 minutes flat. You got The Grinch. And there's a movie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Well, Bohemian Rhapsody opened last week, but people are still going to see it.
Yeah.
It's going to still be a big attraction.
For sure.
And then there's Ralph Breaks the Internet. I think people will still go and see that.
So what is our question? Guys, you have to listen to that. 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. Please answer that question.
Okay, the question is, who plays the role of Colette? She's a British actress. I mentioned it a few minutes
ago.
Very
petite, very thin.
Very thin.
Yeah, very thin. So, okay, who plays that? Then we've got California had load shedding. That's how Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor. So first of all, let me explain to you something. First of all, we're not serious people in this show, number one. Number two, maybe we must call Arnold Schwarzenegger
please
to come run our place. I'll be back.
The
governator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, Roy, I just want to mention the T's and C's involved in going for these prizes. The vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. And thanks, they've made a special arrangement for High FM winners only to see it in the VIP cinemas. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. You can only redeem at the cinema box office and not online, and it's only at the new Metro Cineplexes. The winners need to present the vouchers as a complimentary Mobi code when getting their tickets at the cashier. And I must mention, too, that the vouchers expire within 3 months, so you can use it within 3 months. Now, Roy, have you given them the SMS line and what are they?
061-895-1019 and the SMS is 34519. 34519, it'll cost you $1.50.
Who's the lead person who plays Colette? Give us her name and you'll get a...
Even her first name. Good
first
enough.
Name, whatever.
Yeah. You got 4 tickets to give up. So come on, guys. Peter, are you going to call them and...
Yes, I phoned a couple the other day, and it's actually nice talking to listeners.
Yeah, very nice.
What they enjoy about the show, and they listen. And one guy, he's won a couple of times. He's an avid fan, and he's from one of the old age homes, and he listens to Kai a lot.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be able to connect with him. So it was great.
This is great. Thank you for all the listeners. And before we're going to go to the Star Report, I want something that will really suit the Star Report. So... You must believe me. Don't look at me at this.
A star
you
must, song?
You got something, really.
The Star Report with Sasha Star. If you missed...
Sorry for that, if we missed. But, Sashi.
Yes.
So what do you have? What do you have for us?
Well, firstly, it was a really busy weekend.
It was, eh? Weekend?
Yes.
Are we talking about last weekend?
Yes.
It's 5 days or 4 days ago.
But we had the Global Citizens Festival.
Who?
The Mandela 100.
Oh.
Oh, come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
So this is where...
Tell me if you know.
Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Pharrell, Chris Martin, Usher, Black Coffee, Wizkid, Eddie Vedder. So many names. Came all the way to our part of town and performed for about 12 hours. Lots of collaborations took place, all to end poverty by 2030.
All right.
That was the aim.
Did they succeed?
They've still got another, how many years?
Who?
Until 2030. They've got another...
2030?
19 years. No, I'm talking rubbish, 11 years.
For what?
Yes.
2030?
2019 next year.
They want to finish all the poverty in South Africa in 11 years because they did a concert.
Oh,
well
they must give, no, they must give you see.
More money to Eskom.
No, to Malema.
To Malema.
Malema. Malema is sorting out the country proper, I'm telling you. Proper. I can see this guy is working properly to finish the country, help the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, back to the concert.
Yes. Yeah, all right.
It's a lot more positive. So we had Naomi Campbell on stage, Dave Chappelle, Sir Bob Geldof, Tyler Perry, Oprah, Gail. Everyone
Oprah?
Was there. Oprah.
Oprah?
Oprah.
You said Oprah?
Oprah.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, yeah, no, it's like Oprah.
Oprah came.
Joyberg.
And
Joyberg.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you laughing?
But the worst part
is
that so many people were looking forward to Beyonce and Jay-Z. They performed last. So we're talking about Hoppers 9, 10
For sure you performed last. Don't you know that? They keep the best for last because otherwise everybody will go.
They only showed 25 minutes
to
those watching
terrible.
On TV.
You know how much is 25 minutes? Ah, how long was the
They performed for 2 hours.
Ah, okay.
Afterwards.
That was okay.
Yeah.
So many people upset. But apparently during her performance, she even did a collaboration with Ed Sheeran because, you know, they
I love
a song
him. You know
together.
What? He's got just such a nice
energy.
Thing about him, Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming back next year. So at least
Ed Sheeran is
we'll
awesome.
Get to see him. Something else which took place on the weekend was the wedding of Priyanka Chopra, who used to be Miss World,
Yay.
And Nick Jonas.
Who is he?
He used to be part of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
So they got married in...
They're not brothers anymore.
Well, they're still brothers. They just don't perform together. But they got married in India. They had...
I didn't know you can get out of...
the brother. You know, there's two guys in box, but there's... Married couple in Boxburg, now they're getting divorced, and the guy is asking the wife, says, so are we going to still be brother and sister?
Low.
Yeah, take it.
was a mix of cultures, she being Hindu, him being Christian. So they had a Christian ceremony on the Saturday, which his father officiated.
So it's not kosher?
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be kosher.
No.
Oh, no, right. No, okay.
And then a Hindu wedding the next day. But they've gotten in trouble with PETA, who is the Organization for the Protection of Animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
why? They're slaughtering too many sheep.
No, but they did use a white horse.
Yeah.
And a white elephant.
So what?
What's wrong with that?
They didn't slaughter them.
But
did they ride them?
Yeah.
But the CEO of PETA India
Ooh.
Has said, "Dear Priyanka and Nick, elephants for weddings live in chains and horses are controlled with whips and spiked bits."
Yeah, that's the thing of the wedding. That's how the husband is controlled, with whips and the chains.
What? Sorry, don't you say that you have to say that these PETA are left wingers, liberals? What they want from us?
Yeah, what they want from us? Left wingers, liberals.
No, don't use animals. You know,
white horse. Everybody uses a horse in a wedding.
You know, everybody cares
one?
About the horses. Why and do you they want don't the care about the husbands stay? And the wives. Shame and the husbands, the wives. I don't care.
You want the horse to stay in the stinky?
Yeah, you take them outside. You show
yes,
how beautiful
exactly.
they are. You ride them.
Some people.
God's awful.
Yeah.
Another wedding, though,
yeah.
yes,
a bit
please.
Closer to home.
Yeah.
Much more kosher.
Yeah.
Much more kosher.
Who's that?
Quentin Tarantino.
I like.
Got married to an Israeli girl.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to suffer.
You know who?
He's going to suffer. Let me tell you.
Her name is Daniela Pick. Do you know who is her father?
Pika Zvik?
Pika Zvik.
Really? Zvika Pick is the father. All right.
Yes.
All right.
So Pika Zvik is Quentin Tarantino's father-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
So
now we can be proud to say that a Jewish girl will make his life a misery. I'm telling you, we're going to have fun, yeah?
You know what? They've been dating on and off for a decade, though.
Now he's so
stuffed. It's like transatlantic romance.
Let me
And Quentin Tarantino is like a great bachelor, but he's known as a bachelor. Nobody will touch him, no.
Well, the way he looks,
he's
like,
horrible.
You know,
yeah,
what?
He does look a little
he's
bit
not,
horrible.
He's not a pretty boy.
No, no, but listen, the health.
Do you think he's got money?
What?
It was okay. A rhetorical joke.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You got me.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
guys
me there. Are terrible.
Yeah? All right.
Okay, so another quick story is that Ariana Grande released her music video.
All right.
And it's long been awaited. It's basically a tribute to her exes, and it references so many movies from the early 2000s, like Mean Girls, Bring It On, 13 Going on 30, and of course, Legally Blonde. A story Ooh. Which came out today, I'm very excited about, is that we now know who's going to be hosting the Oscars
Who?
In 2019.
Wow.
Who?
I'm not that happy. Kevin Hart.
No.
Yeah.
I actually like him.
I also like him, but not for the Oscars.
It's too hectic.
It's going to be, you know, a mess. It's not going
to
be clever.
It is. And you know what? I think they're trying to really get back viewership because they experienced an all-time ratings low last year.
Was
it? So now they're looking for someone who's been in more commercial films. So, you know, Jumanji. And
but I think also that all the Oscar to white and all this, the last 2 years... They want to change. They want to suck up to a different audience, I think.
I think they should bring back Ellen DeGeneres one more time. Or give it to Trevor Noah.
Ellen DeGeneres, you must be.
Ellen, what about Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah is a good idea.
I don't know. Too left wing for me.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to be left wing on the Oscars. Come on.
I don't know.
No.
Well, finally, sticking with Trevor Noah.
So Bibi Netanyahu will do better.
Oh. Trevor Noah was here for the Global Citizens Festival, which he hosted.
Yeah.
And whilst in town, he decided to go and visit his granny, his gogo.
My
so he
gogo.
Went to Soweto with his camera crew, and he interviewed his grandmother. She's quite hysterical. So you should definitely go and check that video out if you can. She talks about life under apartheid and how Trevor Noah was really naughty as a child. And it's just like a really warm kind of feeling because he always said his grandmother was hilarious. So now there's proof. And that's your Star Report.
Thank you so much, Sashi. So now,
yes,
the other part of Queen is going to play. And if you like Queen, if you don't like,
who doesn't like Queen? What?
You know, some people don't like Queen. What can I say? You know, I don't know what to say. But I don't know if you remember that one. But if you like to ride bicycles naked in the middle of London, that's his song. So we are on our last stretch. The time is now 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. And I just remember that guy that was sitting in a cinema and is shouting, "Oh, you know, I lost my wallet. Inside there's like 20,000 rands. I'll give, whoever finds it gets $500 for me." The other guy says, "I'll give 1,000.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad, huh? Not bad. Nice. Yeah, yeah. Nice. So, funny. What do you have?
Jewish, you know, in what? It's Hanukkah today, so I got only Hanukkah stuff.
Hanukkah is good.
I love Hanukkah. What? In what hand you supposed to light the Hanukkah? Do you know?
No idea.
You use a candle, Roy. Come
on.
So, because of Hanukkah, I got a little how to deal with the holidays and the eating and the fasting, all the Jewish holidays, you know. So let me just put it in order for you.
You know those sufganiyot, how do you call it? Donuts. You know, donuts has got a direct, as you eat it, it doesn't go anywhere. There's no vitamins there. It goes straight to your bottom.
It's tachat.
Exactly. Hey, it goes straight. It. Yes, you can say tachat. Tachat is not English.
Why? But we are
It's bottom
Jewish.
In Hebrew. Yes,
it's so bottom.
As you eat it, goes straight there. It doesn't. Yes. It doesn't stop. There's no stop. even Tabo, as thin as Tabo is, he eats it, he's going to his tachat. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, say what?
I ate like two already this holiday.
All right. Yeah, it's still now. There. You can see the two bumps.
No. Jesus. So yeah. Okay, we're starting in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's a feast.
It is.
And then Tzom Gdalia, it's a fast. Yom Kippur, more fasting.
Fast, yeah, yeah.
Then Sukkot, feast.
Feast, yeah.
Hoshana Rabba, more feasting. Simchat Torah, keep feasting. Month of Cheshvan, sorry, yes, it's month of Cheshvan now, and no feast and no fast for the whole month, so get a grip on yourself. Now it's Hanukkah. Eat potato latkes.
Oh, you have to.
10th of Tevet, do not eat potato latkes.
But tell me, hold on a second, before you potato latkes, now we're talking Hanukkah.
Yeah?
Do you think the Maccabim?
Yes.
Did they have potato latkes?
No.
Who cooked for them?
They ate man from the sky, no?
It's no, man was Bnei Israel.
Yes. No. What Maccabim is Palestinian?
No, Maccabim was fighting. Maccabim, Yehuda Maccabi.
Yehuda Maccabi.
Yeah, that was 7 days.
He beat Antiochus.
Antiochus, what cooked for him?
Souvlakia. Yes, yeah, so it was Greek.
So you see what happened? We should have ate souvlakia in...
Yeah.
In souvlakia in Pesach, in Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkot. What is that?
Greek salad.
Hanukkah, Greek salad.
Okay, where are we? In Hanukkah, eat potato latkes. 10th of the Tevet, it's a fast. Do not eat potato latkes. Then we got Tu Bishvat, a feast. Fast of Esther, a fast. Purim. Eat pastry. And then?
What pastry?
Eat pastry. Osneaman.
Amentashen. Oh, Amentashen.
And then comes Passover. Do not eat pastry. After Passover Shavuot, it's diary feast, cheesecake, blintzes, etc. 17th of Tammuz, it's a fast. Definitely no cheesecake or blintzes. The 9 horrible days, don't eat meat.
Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av.
No, 9 days, it's not Tisha B'Av.
Oh, no.
It's after Shavuot. Don't eat meat. You don't eat meat for 9 days.
Is it?
Yes. You don't eat meat.
But chicken is not meat. Chicken is vegetarian.
Might be okay to eat cheesecake or blintzes.
Yeah, okay. You have to. Yeah.
Now Tisha B'Av, very strict fast. Definitely do not eat cheesecake or blintzes.
Yeah.
And then come month of Elul, the end of the cycle, and we're starting all again.
Oh, again, the same
again,
thing.
Again, of course, we Jews. You know how it's...
culture of eating.
How it's going, how the holidays is going.
Very
Jewish
simple.
Holidays.
Very simple.
They try to kill us. We won. Let's eat.
So, I was talking about this man, you know. He stormed to his wife in the kitchen. And he says, from now on, you need to know that I'm the man of this house. And he's banging on furniture. Said, I'm the man of the house. And you know, my word is law. You will prepare gourmet meal. He wants a gourmet meal every night and tonight. And when we're done eating the meal, you'll serve me a beautiful dessert. After dinner, we're going upstairs and we're going to have sex the way I like it. Afterwards, you're going to massage my feet. And afterwards, you're going to wash me. And you know, tomorrow morning when I wake up, you know who's going to dress me and comb my and comb my hair. She says, yes. The funeral parlor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I have to tell you about Hanukkah. This guy,
is Hanukkah.
Oh, Hanukkah. Right. Yeah. We talk about latke, so this guy is eating the latke that his wife cooked, and he say, "Darling, do you know we cook this latke there? They taste horrible." So he said, "Ugh, you know, you don't know nothing. The cookbook said this is delicious latkes."
Yeah, you know, Chuck Norris can actually win an argument with his wife.
Yeah. I listen. I know. I don't think Chuck Norris can do that. There's a limit to Chuck Norris.
No. So
when it comes to women,
it comes to women.
So does that mean that Chuck Norris's wife is actually the most powerful person in the world?
Why do you say?
It's a problem. It's a dilemma. It's a men's show. You see what happened?
But
the only show the men can relate to. And now if we start winning women, it's a problem, you know. So it was this husband. He walks into Victoria's Secret, you know, the big shop on next to Times Square, and he wants to buy a negligee for his wife. So the prices will range between $250 to $500. I mean, let's put in rents between 3,500 rents to like $7,000. So he says, no, I want the highest, the most expensive one. Anyway, they give him the one that costs $7,000. And he presents it to his wife and asks her to go upstairs to put it on. Now, his wife, as she walks upstairs to put it on, she says to herself, "Why should I put it on? Let me stay naked. He'd like it. Let me stay naked. I will toss it back. I'll give it back. I'll get my $7,000 back from the... Victoria's Secret, and everybody's happy. Yep. Anyway, she goes to the balcony. She's completely naked. He looks at her and says, "Oh, God, grief! You'll think for $7,000 they'll at least iron it."
Well, let's go back to the family.
Now, let me tell you, it's not the end of the joke.
Ah, no,
He never heard the shot.
Ah.
So his funeral is on Thursday noon. Open coffin.
I think it's a closed one. It depends where the bullet goes.
Yeah.
You know that at Hanukkah. I'm in Hanukkah. Yeah. I'm not a woman. Today.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mom bought me a present for Hanukkah. Yeah. Two shirts. So I make sure the next time she's coming to visit, I wear one of the shirts, you know, to show her that I like it. So I wear it. She opened the door. She looked at me and she said, "What's wrong? Don't you like the other one?" That's a Polish
man. Let me tell you, the older people get, they really get like impatient. And you know,
you think they will get patient.
No. Yeah, you'll think so. Eh?
Yeah.
So my father never uses indicators. Never. He says to me, "It's nobody's business what direction I'm going." And with those words, guys.
You also married to a Bulgarian. You know, Bulgarians, they are very, very cheap. They don't use indicators to save their battery.
To save electricity. Guys, I wish you a great, great, from part of us, great weekend. From the rest of us, we're going to see you tomorrow at Roy and Friends, with Roy and Friends. And wish you a great evening. And what
Chag
more?
Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach. All right. Let me put that song.
All right.
So this is for you, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.